Farm Talk, Mick Care, North Dakota Corn Council Studio on a good Friday. Hopefully you are on the way to Grandma's house or Mom's house or the family is coming to your house. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully you're going to the grocery store. Here's the guy who's on the road to make sure sunflower growers are ready to get going for the 2019 growing season. From New Seed, the Canadian business lead, it's Fred Parno. Hello, Fred.
Well, good day to you and good Friday to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, all right. Now, we've said this several times on the air. Down in the States, and it seems like the further south you go, the last thing guys plant is sunflowers. But as far, you keep reminding everybody that the Canadian guys put sunflowers in right away.
Well, you know, they do. And you take a look at the average yield reports that come out of the Canadian Crop Insurance Department, and the average yields in Manitoba, whether it be oils or sunflowers, they're in excess of 2,200 pounds this past year of 2018. It's the record high yields, and a lot of it is, quite frankly, they're not afraid to put the seed in the ground early. A lot of them plant, you know, they're by the 5th, 10th of May, they're done. They're going fishing.
Yeah.
and then, of course, in the harvest and then the back end, you know, they desiccate and they get the crop off end of September, first couple weeks of October, and they go deer hunting.
Now, so, these guys are pretty...
A lot of it is due to early planting, no question.
Yeah, all right. Well, word to the wise. There's whether it's fishing or hunting, or maybe beat the birds, or get those sunflowers in early. Let's talk a little bit about pre-plant planning. There's a lot of seed treatments that are available. Let's talk about one that... I know New Seed likes Planaris.
Well, Planaris is a new seed treatment, and it's a triple punch, if you want to call it that. Planaris is a treatment that takes care of a downy mildew. And, you know, for those people that do plant early, you know, the soil is generally a little bit colder, and downy mildew is in the soil. It remains there. And... over the course of time, rotation does have an effect. The longer between one sunflower crop on that piece of ground versus another sunflower crop, the more years that's in there does have an effect on the level of downy mildew. But if you get a rain, you get a cold, wet rain, that rain splashes onto the soil, up onto the bottom leaves of the plant, and the plant can absorb that fungi, which can cause some problems. But then we have genetic resistance, and also we have with DMR hybrids, downy mildew resistant hybrids, but also we have a new seed treatment called Planaris, and that's used on the majority of the seed that goes out, which gives it added protection as well, and it does a very good job. You know, go back, you know, I was in the business in the mid '80s when we had downy mildew problems back then, and a seed treatment came out at that time, which for the different races of downy mildew that are out there in the countryside, in the fields. We were able to overcome that disease at that time. But over the course of the years, the disease mutates, and there has been many different races that have been identified. And the new genetics traits in the hybrid and the Planaris seed treatment combination protects extremely well for the new races. And the good folks over at the NDSU, Sunflower Research over there, their people have identified these races, and we're able to stay ahead of them with this new technology, protecting the farmer's crop.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's a 1-2-3 punch. Sounds like it does get the job done. The downy mildew and overwinters in the cold just fine?
But it's just another reason to be very diligent with crop rotation. Like other diseases with sunflower, rotation is beneficial. Same thing with sugar beets or wheat or anything else.
Yeah, doing the same thing year after year, going to lead to some problems. So, and it's important to keep presenting new control tactics. This is a disease where you got to have a little diversity in its control methods. Huh?
Yeah, no question. This, there again, diligence on rotation and using the tools that are available. There again, DMR hybrids. And the added protection of seed treatment. There's other treatments that are put on there as well, as Apron, which covers a few races of downy mildew. You have Dynasty, which is on there, and then Planaris. So you got quite a protective tool overcome these struggles that farmers sometimes have.
Sure. All right, Fred Parno of Newseed. Tell us, Fred, what are seed sales like this spring for sunflowers? Do you see increased interest in growing sunflowers?
You know, as the winter has gone on here and coming into spring, I think there's a lot of indecision yet with different crops. Soybeans, the way it sounds, are going to be down a fair amount in our trade area, which gives opportunity for sunflower. And certainly there is growth. There is room for growth of acres. And the way it looks, projections right now, we should have a bit more acres than last year, so which is positive for our business.
Absolutely. All right. Fred, how can farmers get more information on Plenaris, P-L-E-N-A-R-I-S, seed treatment, and any of the new seed sunflowers?
Well, you can certainly go to our website, newseed.com, but also we're getting to the point, you know, you got your local Legend dealer, Legend Seeds. They distribute our products in the U.S., and the good source of information from your local dealer, so search them out right down the road.
Okay, super. Will do. Fred, safe travels. Happy Easter. Thank you for the visit, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Happy Easter to you, your family, and everyone out there.
All right.
Safe travels.
Thank you very much. Fred Parno from Newseed.